So I've created the most expensive loadout in Warzone's history. As we all know, there are various different ways that you can spend money on Call of Duty Warzone, especially recently. And as I was sitting back looking through all the cosmetic items that I own, I realized that I could do something pretty funny. And that is make the most expensive loadout in Warzone's history. Now we're of course including everything on our loadout from the operator skin all the way into our weapons reticles. Starting off, we have the Reznov pre-order skin for pre-ordering Black Ops 7 at $70. And this is kind of a lot of stuff, so I'm gonna read this off a little fast. For SMG, we use the Rival 9 Black Cell Blueprint, so $30 for the Black Cell. And I, of course, put the 115 Reflect Camo on the Rival 9, which was a pre-order bonus for Black Ops 6, so a $70 camo. I made sure to include a Weapon Charm from a paid bundle, so we'll add another $20 for that. And for my primary weapon, I decided to run the Krigsy Mastercraft that we got at the start of this season. And the most expensive part of this loadout entirely is the camo I put on the Klig, which is the Gold Lightning Camo that was only obtainable if you bought the real-life replica of the Wonder Waffle for $380. Up next, we have a Control Freaks Weapon Charm that you had to buy Control Freaks in order to get, so I'll add 20 for that. Followed by the Reticle on the Krigsy, which is from the Otaku We Got You bundle, which was a $30 bundle. The $80 Kong Fist Melee. I even had a Smoke Grenade skin, which was in a $20 bundle for the 4th of July. And last but not least, the Unicorn Finisher, which was in a separate $30 bundle on top of everything else. The grand total of the most expensive Warzone loadout in history was $780. Man.